Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Don Wick, reporting to you from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, Missouri. Randy Conan is back in the studio. Joining us is farmer Tom Haig of Eden Valley, Minnesota. He's the first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association. Tom, what are a few of the key ag policy issues that have your attention as we head into the end of the year here?
I think one of our big issues that we've been talking about is that when this infrastructure first started talking about the stepped-up basis, we were coming out right strong, right from the get-go, saying, no, don't change the law, leave the law the way it is so we can hand our farms down or small businesses down to our younger family if we've got a son or daughter that want a farm. We don't want to sell the farm in order to try to take over. Leave the basis, the stepped-up basis, the way it is. And so far, I think they've been leaving it alone. But you always have to stay on top of it to make sure that they don't pull a fast one.
Tom, is there anything else that keeps you up at night policy-wise that we need to be watching?
We're watching what's going on with our fertilizer that farmers are going to be putting on.
Did you lock in your needs?
We put down everything we had this fall because normally we like to do some side dressing on our corn, but we didn't know what the price was going to be. We did not know if the availability was going to be there, so we put down some a product called ESN for our nitrogen use to do it. But we have some other fields that were going on corn that we're going to wait to side dress that or urea there. But we do have everything ready to go. We've kept our same rotation, about 60 corn, 40% beans, and we did cut back a little bit on the fertilizer, but not on the nitrogen. In our neck of the woods, you only get so many days to harvest soybeans. So corn we can always harvest. Even if it's a little cold or miserable outside, it'll come out nice and easy. But soybeans are another story. They need nice sunshiny days for them to come out.
Well, speaking of harvest, when did you guys wrap up with harvest?
We wrapped up corn right about the 5th of November, and then we had tillage to do right after that. And, you know, you maybe got snow up in your neck of the woods. We had some rain last Wednesday. So we finished tillage at noon, and it started raining at 3. So very good timing on our end for a change.
Well, Tom, thanks so much for your time. Anything else you want to say?
No, thank you very much, Garrett, for the interview today, and have a good rest of the time here at the Farm Broadcast Show.